everybody. You are kicking it with the homeboys, and today we are talking about why it is still a good time to be buying real estate. And the homeboys are on the struggle bus today. We just got done eating Yummy Bowl, which is an exciting hibachi restaurant right across the street from our office. And man, I feel like I'm about 300 pounds right now.
We had a client come into town this week who you met with, and she said, I know three things about you. You guys have a strong faith, you like investment real estate, and you really like food. And I didn't know if I should have my feelings hurt or be proud that she knows so much about us, because food is everything.
Well, that was a pig out spot today.
Yeah.
Does this shirt make me look fat?
No, just your face.
It's my face. I feel it, man. It's going to be a struggle. But this is a very important thing to talk about. We get this a lot. You know, a lot of people are running to the sidelines because interest rates are too high, or, you know, there's a presidential election coming up. There's always, people always talk themselves out of buying investment real estate. There's, you know, people get on the side. We see it a lot at the conferences that we speak at, where you have the same people that are coming up that have been talking about getting into real estate for a decade plus, and they're still not doing anything. You know, we're big on it right now.
We are buying more than we ever have. You're geeking out right now because we're buying the dorms from a university and converting them into apartments.
Absolutely.
Super exciting stuff. We just closed on a $3 million development loan on a piece of land that we're putting a bunch of townhomes, duplexes, triplexes, and quads on. We're halfway through a bunch of other development projects. We've never been more all in. And I'm not saying that for any other reason than if you're sitting on the sidelines as an investor right now, waiting for rates or waiting for the news to calm down or waiting to get through a presidential election, we think you are missing out. You are sleeping, because the time in real estate is the most important factor. And at the end of the day, we are boring investors. We like cash flow investments where the tenant pays your debt off for you, where you capture that appreciation, where every month you're making money and every year that money goes up because your mortgage payment stays the same and rents increase.
You're a pretty boring dude in general.
I am.
But, you know, there's a lot more excitement coming from this side of the room right now. But you completely...
If you're the more exciting of the two of us, that's pretty scary.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, I know I'm, you know, telling dad jokes now, and I'm a little bit of a fuddy-duddy, but man, I still bring it, man.
No, you are full dad now. Mm. Like, you, dad jokes are what you've got, right? Your idea of a good time is Disney.
So you're saying I'm a has-been is what basically what
No, you're I'm just saying you're going through your dad phase, and it's beautiful to watch, because I remember Crazy Clint. I actually prefer Dad Clint to Crazy Clint from back in the day.
Yeah, I guess I have grown up a little bit. But one thing has not changed is my love for real estate, and you completely forgot to mention the things that we're doing. We bought 40 homes, you know, in a major, you know, college, you know, town here in Indiana.
Ball State University.
Chirp, chirp, baby. But, you know, the thing that I tell everybody, like, one of my biggest secrets is, you know, if you're going to be in real estate, you got to be passionate about it. You know, you got to, you know, the old high school guidance counselor cliche, you know, find something you love and never work a day in your life. You know, I can say that's true, you know, about me. But, you know, even whenever I'm watching a game, you know, I watch.
No, you can say that about you because you've never worked a day. I do all the work and you just look pretty.
That's right. That's right. I'm just in there doing my hair.
Right.
But you know, whenever I'm like watching a game or you're watching TV or just waiting at the doctor's office, you know, it's in my blood, man. Like, I've got my laptop in my lap. I'm scouting properties. You talked about this Anderson University thing. That just came because I was sitting around, you know, looking at real estate. It's like, man, I saw something that was kind of interesting. Like, we should go up and take a look at it. You know, now it's going to be a great addition to our real estate investment portfolio that, you know, now is always a time to be looking at real estate. I don't care if it was during the run-up of 03, 04, 05, 2006, or it was the Great Recession of 2008, or it's this most recent run-up we've had. You know, there's an opportunity in every economic cycle. And if you're going to be in real estate, then get in real estate, because now is always the time to be in real estate.
Such a great point. You're right. I mean, we've been through so many cycles in real estate. We don't believe in timing. We don't believe in speculation. We believe in buying good investment properties and letting them work for you. And the market doesn't matter in a lot of ways then, because when the market's down, you're buying them at great deals. When the market's up, you're riding them up. So it's always a good time to be buying good real estate. And the asterisk there is good real estate. You know, for young folks out there who are looking to buy, say, their first investment property, and they want to buy a house, and they see these deals out there for 80 grand for a house in these different markets, you got to be careful. It's got to be good real estate.
Yeah, good real estate. And, you know, you said it already, good markets.
Right.
And what do I mean by good markets? You know, boring markets, just like your personality, Scott, the market has to be exceptionally boring. And what I mean by that is you don't want to invest in markets that, you know, have a lot of jumps,
right?
Like my personality,
right?
You know, the highs and lows of my personality, you know, you want it boring.
Yeah, you don't want insane,
like Scott,
where it's hot one day and cold the next. You want boring and smooth. There's a reason everybody calls me smooth.
I will say, you don't let a lot get to you. So, you know, like, you know what? I'm with you on this. It's got to be boring, like Dr. Adams over here. You don't want to go to Los Angeles, New York City, some of these markets, Seattle, that you see these giant jumps, these giant fluctuations in real estate prices. You want something that is very, very boring.
It's true.
We say it all the time.
It's true. It's all about setting it and letting that real estate work for you. And hey, there's a lot of people who've made a lot of money in these markets that have the highest highs and the low lows, and they do really well on timing those markets. We've seen a lot of people. I don't want to just say lucky. There's also some smart folks who got the timing right. But at the same time, why would you want that risk involved in something that's so core to your wealth, to creating generational wealth, to let a market be able to be taken away from you when it pops? I mean, you look right at the markets that you and I invest in, and they, during the biggest bubble in real estate history in 2008, were barely down. Were barely down. So this is about boring actually creating wealth. So why add risk to that? Stick with places like Indianapolis, anywhere in the Midwest where there's these cities that are built out, have great economies, way too little housing.
Good restaurants.
Most importantly, we base every decision on the food around it. But it's true. In the Midwest, you don't have enough housing. Fannie Mae says we are 8 million housing units short of meeting demand right now, mm-hmm, in the United States. There's a shortage of housing, and there's a major shortage in a lot of these markets that you and I are really hot on, like Indianapolis and down in southern Indiana, even Owensboro, Kentucky, that area, mm-hmm, Fort Wayne. We are all about these underserved markets because rents are incredibly strong, housing is still affordable, and there's not enough of it.
Well, if you're sticking to good properties in good markets, I'm talking about that linear market that you don't see a lot of fluctuation, you see a very, you know, small, steady appreciation, there's no reason to lose money in real estate. Because at that point in time, if you invested in these markets, it becomes about your time in the market. You know, don't sell and lose money on a property. Look at the historical line on these markets. If you hold it for long enough, you're going to make money. It's, you know, like the Seinfeld car rental, you know, episode. It's all about the holding of the real estate. Anybody can just take it,
right?
You know, it's so important to not freak out during the ups and downs of the economic cycles, that you buy it and you forget it. Like, we don't believe in selling, you know, real estate that often. We know there's situations, you know, that come up. But, you know, for us, you know, now is always a good time to be investing. For me, like I said, it's in my blood, it's in my bones. You know, even when I'm hanging out and chilling at the house, I'm still scouting properties. I'm still looking at deals. You know, and some of you may say, oh, well, I don't want to live like that. I want to be able to shut it off. Hey, trust me, I got plenty of downtime also.
Yeah, but besides that, you know, there's groups like us. Go to homeboyspodcast.com. We can do all the work for you. There's other groups just like us.
Well, Scott will do all the work for you.
Right.
Be careful. Let's not set the wrong expectations.
But in all seriousness, people are busy. And there's a lot of people out there that want to own investment real estate, but don't have the time.
Correct.
Or really the know-how to know what they're looking at or where to find it. And there's groups like us that sell those properties turnkey, where it's all done for them. So, I mean, it's as simple as going to homeboyspodcast.com, picking an available property. And I don't just mean us. I mean, there's other groups in other cities that offer similar product, but don't be sitting on the sidelines. It's easier than people think. It's really easy to find a group that provides really good properties that are already rehabbed or are freshly newly built, like what we offer. And then you have property management already in place, the tenant's in place, that tenant's paying off your mortgage for you, the property's appreciating over long periods of time, and you're making cash flow every month. Why would you sell that? When you sell the property, you're literally selling no more appreciation, no more a tenant paying off your debt for you. Why would you want to stop that? So real estate is an amazing tool because it does all of the work for you. We only have so much time in our lives. That's our biggest shortage, right?
Amen.
I mean, we want to be around our families. That's correct. I mean, I went and watched your youngest play softball the other evening.
Pretty awesome.
It was a great time. Mm-hmm. I would rather my real estate be making me money so I can go hang out with you and your wife and watch your youngest play t-ball and literally climb the fence like a monkey and hang upside down instead of paying attention to the ball.
Yeah, it's pretty epic. We've got a long way to go before we have softball scholarships and the Weatherall family. But that's it for this episode. Scotty and I got to go slip into a food coma, but you heard it from us. Now is always the time to be investing in real estate. And if you want some more of the homeboys, you could check us out on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, what am I missing?
Homeboyspodcast.com.
Homeboyspodcast.com, Instagram. Join the revolution. We're here to make your life easier through financial literacy. We appreciate you joining us. Till next time, happy investing.